Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working hard for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that passive income, that prosperity today, not in a billion years from now, but right now. So you can live that life of freedom, to be able to do what you love when you love it, and to be with those that you love. But it's not just for you guys to have that freedom and comfort and convenience and everything that you have, but it's about creating that life of meaning, to be able to bless more lives. Because as you're prospered financially, you have a responsibility to pay that forward, to be able to help and serve others too. And guys, I'm so grateful that you allow me that opportunity to be able to serve you, to create that ripple effect through your lives. And then in essence, create the very thing I've envisioned and dreamed of for years. So thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm so grateful you guys are binging, sharing this show with your friends and your coworkers and everybody else. I love seeing that we're hitting a bigger and bigger influence. And essentially through you, I'm creating a much bigger ripple effect as well. And you guys are big, big part of that. I could not do that without you. So thank you so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's lots of great stuff you can see on there, including blogs. And of course, there's a free ebook on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, where you can find out how you can actually create resources now. So check it out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today, guys, I actually want to talk about the thing that everybody seems to be talking about right now, which is the coronavirus. But not about the virus itself. I'm not going to be talking about the health and what you should be doing and how you should be washing your hands and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be talking about what you should be learning from this event right now. What does that really mean for you financially? And here's the biggest thing I see, guys, is that really, as I see this, this is your wake-up call. This, whether this sparks, whether this is the black swan event, this sparks your, essentially your, our whole economy into a recession, or whether this is just a scare, whatever way it goes, this should be a humongous wake-up call for all of you, all of us, really, for that matter. Because it gets you to ask questions. And that's the one best thing I'm grateful for. If we're looking for a silver lining in something like this, is that what is it we're supposed to learn? What is it it's preparing us for? Because if this is the start of a recession, well, we better get moving, right? Some of you guys might already be moving too late. But right now, we're seeing the markets going like up and down. It's like this massive roller coaster. And especially lately, it's been more the down. And I'll tell you, it reminds me of the reaction that people had during the Great Depression. You know, when the Great Depression happened, when the stock market tanked the very first time, you know, most people just said, huh, that's interesting. And they were kind of like, whoa, they're in shock. But they did nothing about it. They actually didn't do anything until it was usually too late. People weren't just panicking and selling off out of the stock market. In fact, in most cases, people were still sitting still. They were waiting. They didn't believe it. And whether this event, you know, dealing with the virus and everything else, whether this sparks us into a recession or not, the results are the same. The same is, how do you prepare yourself so that if something happens, this actually doesn't affect you too much? So look at primarily, the biggest thing that I would say this is, How are you responding right now? Are you responding like, yeah, I don't believe it. This stuff is a bunch of bull. It's not true. It's all hype. It's all media, which may or may not be true. But if you're saying that, what makes you think that you're not going to say this later if there's something else that actually sparks a real recession? We say, it's just the media. It's not happening. And in the meantime, you watch your retirement accounts drop by 20%. Will you believe it then? Or are you not going to listen? You're right. So how are you responding? Maybe you're responding with a massive amount of fear. Maybe you're freaking out right now. This is another thing. Are you not prepared? Or is that why you're freaking out? You know, are you just naturally a person that freaks out? I don't know. You could be that too. But you know, how are you really responding from that standpoint? If you're in major fear, why are you putting your money in places that you fear more? Because you don't, I'll tell you that the key to freedom is not putting your money in places that create more scarcity for you. If it creates more fear or more greed, right? Or impatience or doubts, things like that. All these emotions that are a part of scarcity. If it's increasing those emotions in you, that's probably not the right place to be with your money. You should not be this person that's in fear right now. I'll tell you, for myself and many of my clients, we don't care what happened with the whole stock market and everything else. The stock market didn't affect me at all. I have $0 in the stock market and never care to. Now, there might be a time when I might see an opportunity to jump in and make some quick money, but it's not the place I'm relying to create wealth. Unfortunately, the vast amount of Americans are relying on it right now. For some of you guys, right now up to this point, you've probably lost somewhere between at least 5 or 10% in the last week or two, at least in the last few weeks. How is that doing? Now, for some of you, even if you only have $100,000, that's at least 5 or 10 grand that now is no longer there. Now, you might say, well, Chris, the nice thing is the last 10 years have been awesome. You're right. They've been amazing. Really, the last now almost 11 years as we're going on. But how's that working? You know, at what point are you going to say, maybe I should take my money and run? When should I take my profits out and say, maybe there's a better place than where the market's heading right now? Understand that here's what's interesting. And, you know, as of this week, right, the Feds just did an emergency lowering of the federal funds rate, that interest rate that prime rate's based on. They just lowered it 0.5% in one day, even between their meetings. Usually they wait till their meeting. They said, hey, we got an emergency here. We got to lower it 0.5%. Not because that America is in danger, they say. They say because of there could be some repercussions. You know, there could be some ripple effects that happen. Now, they're absolutely right. There already are some ripple effects happening currently. If this continues for weeks or months, this could have drastic results. This could have massive results. And actually, it's just like, you know, and you stick this stick in the bicycle spokes, right? You know, the bicycle moves just fine, but you stick a stick in there and it gets caught. All of a sudden, the bike stops, you flip over the handlebars and crash, right? When things come to a halt, a drastic halt, it can actually do some massive damage. What's that going to do to your money? Now, hopefully the wake-up call you're getting right now is if you have a lot of money in the market right now in mutual funds and retirement accounts, you should understand this. You have zero control. Zero. You really can have zero control over what happens in the world. You remember, I've been talking about for years, right, that there is a recession coming. There is a correction in the market coming, especially when it's so overvalued. And yes, even today, even after the massive drops, it's still overvalued. It's still way above the averages, that balance that the market needs to be. There's almost like this extra negative downward pressure pulling on the market, trying to pull it down. The problem is, for the last several years, there hasn't been really any significant news to give anybody worry. Yeah, they worry about trade wars and tariffs in China and things like that, right? And there could be some possible scenarios there, but again, speculation. There's been nothing really concrete to say, hey, this market and this economy's stronger than it should be. There needs to be an even balance, an ebb and flow, right? There's always things go up, things go down. There's hotter times, there's cooler times, right? There always has to be that duality and that balance. But there hasn't been that. There's been almost no negative news, no real significant negative news. And when there is, the media holds on to it, and all of a sudden you see the market effect, right? But then otherwise, it just steadily keeps climbing up. Well, what happens is you have something like a virus, and all of a sudden they say, aha, there it is. And then investors are just waiting to sell off. So right now, they're trying to find an excuse to get out, to take all their profits and run and say, let's wait for the market to correct and get back into balance, and then maybe we'll put some more money back in. So think about that, is that you have no control over what happens. You do not have enough money to make the market go up or down. And you can't even affect a corporate America. You're not powerful enough to make any effective change to what the stock market does. You are helpless. Therefore, the market going up was not your doing. You had nothing to do with it. You were not brilliant. You did nothing, zero, to get that result. As a result, when you lose money, you did zero to get that result. If you are not responsible, you then become the victim, right? You become the victim to the whims of whatever the market does. Is that really how you want to create your wealth? Is that really how you want your money to be? Do you really want to be so unpredictable that you don't even know what's going to happen with your money? You don't even know what year, if you're going to try to retire, if it's going to be the right year or not, or if the you have to wait 5-10 more years for the market to come back so you can retire. You understand just how risky and much of a gambler you are. And the likelihood is, if you're like most people, you didn't realize it. You still don't realize it, maybe, because most people don't realize that still your money is at risk. You have no control. And if you have no control, it is absolutely impossible to create freedom. Zero freedom possible when there's no control, when there's no predictability. You are purely at the mercy of the market. Are you getting my drift here? Now, you might be thinking, well, what do we do? You know, what can we do? Yeah, I just had a client this morning said, hey, you know, here's it. You know, it's bad. If the Fed funds rate, the interest rate drops 0.5%, but the market still drops, you know there's a problem, right? Because normally if they said, hey, we're dropping the interest rate by 0.5%, people would go, yay, and the market will go up like 3-4% in one day. Instead, it went down 3% in one day. That is a problem, guys. If there's positive news and it still can't see positive, then we have an issue. And so if you're looking for what to do, one option, I'm not giving any recommendations. There's no investment advice I'm giving here. But many people don't understand that if you are heavily in the market right now, you don't have to cash out your retirement plans to get out of the market. You can still leave them in your retirement plans while you're trying to decide what to do, but you can move it to more stable funds. You could put it into something. You may or may not want to use a bond fund because that could be risky too, but you might go for a money market fund, or you might hold it in cash. You'll earn basically nothing. And yes, you can have fees still being charged, but at least you're not losing money based on whatever market whims to happen. Because hey, if you got $1 million in the market, you lose 10%, you just lost 100 grand. You know, that's a big loss. This is where I tell you that education is less expensive than ignorance, right? Ignorance is way more expensive than paying for education. So if you're in that kind of situation, you might consider moving it to cash or moving it to a money market, something stable that you could say, okay, I have time to breathe and determine where to put that money. Otherwise, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Now, you might be trying to time the market saying, you know what, I'm sure it'll go up tomorrow. Well, you know what? You honestly don't know. And it could keep going down. What if it goes down another 5 or 10%? You're going to say, well, I'm just going to wait it out. Which, by the way, human nature will do that. Don't think that you're any smarter than human nature. Because I've seen so many highly intelligent people say the same excuse over and over. And this is even when they're trading investments, right? When they're trading stocks and options. So they can get in and out at any moment. But they'll say, oh, well, I can't go any lower than this. I'm going to lose money if I move my money out of the market now. So I'm going to leave it in there and wait for it to come back, and then I'll sell. But here's the problem. What if that price doesn't bounce back? What if it continues to go down into a new downtrend? And now you're like, well, it's got to come back. And then you just kind of go down, 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 down. It's kind of like my backyard. There's a ton of snow in my backyard right now, right? And I mean, last year in 2019, it was incredible. But this time of year, the snow was at least 7 feet tall in my, or deep, whatever you want to say, in my backyard, right? I had an 8-foot pole. The 8-foot pole was almost completely buried. The string lights even went into the snow and then popped back out the other side later on. So the lights, my lights that were hanging up above my head level were buried under snow. And this year, not so bad. It's not so bad at all. But I'll tell you, like, when we have, the one thing we have fun is my backyard is basically trails. And so We can go sledding down in my backyard into the neighbor's yard and so on. You can actually keep going for a while. Well, there's been a few times where I go down, even go down to the neighbor's yard, and that curves down the mountain, down towards the other trails, the bicycle trails, and it just keeps going. Now, either I bail off the sled and I hike back, avoiding doing it, or I just keep going to the bottom, let gravity take me. And if I go all the way to the bottom, I'll tell you, oh, if you want to work out, oh my goodness, try walking up a hillside that does not have any steps. It's very steep. You're basically walking on brush underneath snow, trying to get up the hill eventually to my yard. By the time you get there, you're exhausted. We had a few daughters that they went down the hill. They were crying by the time they came up the hill because they went down too far. Guys, don't let this happen to your money. Don't get to the point where you say, oh, well, hey, maybe I can bail out later. You might want to bail out now. And again, this is not recommendation. I'm just saying, consider the reality here. And especially if this brings more fear in your life, why do you want to invite more fear? We don't want that. We want to make sure that what you're doing really makes sense. So anyways, guys, like that's the main thing I want you to do is think about this wake-up call. Think about what you really, how you're really responding to this. Are you thinking it's just a fluke? And would this actually happen when the real thing happens? Whether this one's the real thing or not, the real thing happens, will you ignore it and lose lots of money because you wouldn't hear the signs? And then two, would you do something else? You know, do something that actually can make you money that's more predictable. And by the way, there's plenty of investments out there, tons of them that make great returns. In fact, better than averages in the stock market, like real estate, for example, especially if you do it right. And I'll tell you, it's predictable. Like you have predictable cash flow. You know, you can actually do that. So many people are freaked out because they're like, what if real estate's too high? Well, guess what? The stock market's been too high forever. And you haven't been ignoring that, have you? You've been staying in it. So if you've been keep putting money in the stock market in your 401ks and IRAs, because you're like, well, hey, it's still going up. Well, what are you worried about a real estate? It's not even at a bubble right now. The stock market was a bigger bubble than real estate. And look what you're doing. So look at reality. You know, that's the thing, guys. It's like, you know, you keep thinking that it's too high, but you're not worrying about the stocks that are already that way. So look for ways. And even if it means you got to take a breather, hey, move your money. You can always move it into like different funds like cash or money markets. You can keep it with Fidelity or whoever you've got your money with. Keep it there, but just move it over and say, great, what's the next best step? By the way, guys, if you're looking to figure out what that next best step is, you think, man, I think I could create more returns. You know, shoot me an email, reach out to me. You can always go through moneyripples.com and find it. Or you can even email me, chris@moneyripples.com. And maybe we have a conversation about that to see if maybe your money can be used better than what it's doing right now, especially if it's you're a victim. Stop being the victim. Take control of your finances and your destiny and take control of your freedom as a result. There is no freedom where there is victimhood. There's no freedom where you lack control. Guys, that's the thing. It's like this is your wake-up call right now. Even if the market bounces back, this is still a big wake-up call to say, are you prepared for when the pullback happens, whenever that is? Are you truly prepared, and will you make the right decision? And what will you do today to prepare for that decision? By the way, tune in next week. I'm going to actually talk about how you can even, not recession-proof necessarily, but actually prepare yourself for great opportunities to create more wealth during the recession than you ever did during times that were booming right now. So make sure you tune in next week. Everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.